Of course, 21st century conflicts aren't entirely virtual, not yet anyway. Our next story is about a very real on-the-ground development of the war in Syria. Al-Qaeda militants and other rebels are now in control of a key border crossing between Syria and land held by Israel. Now, this is the first time that's happened, and many Israelis find it very unnerving to suddenly have Al-Qaeda virtually on their nation's doorstep. Daniel Estrin sent us this report.
Well, it could be a little bit dangerous, even that today it's a very quiet day, okay? So let's stand behind this wall.
Gabi Kuniel took me to the roof of an abandoned building to get a bird's-eye view of his vineyards and apple orchards. They're in a beautiful hilly area of the Golan Heights. The climate is perfect for growing fruit. The location, not so much. His fruit trees grow right next to the border fence that separates Syria from territory Israel captured in 1967 and later annexed. Israel and Syria are technically still at war, but for decades this frontier was quiet. Then 3 years ago, the Syrian civil war broke out. And now, it's not so quiet along the border fence.
What's going on in these last 3 years? You hear it? So what's going on in the last 3 years is that you don't know who's the group who control our fence.
What is that?
The shooting.
Rebels in Syria have been fighting to control this border since the civil war began. Last week, the rebels won. A group of opposition fighters overran Syrian troops at the border and captured a group of UN guys who were monitoring the UN-mandated buffer zone between Syria and Israeli-held territory.
There was a big fight.
Israel does not want to open up a new front to the Syrian war, so Israel's army has mostly held its fire, responding only to occasional mortar fire when it lands in Israeli-held territory. Last week, when the fighting on the other side of the border got fierce, the Israeli army ordered Kuniel's 200 workers out of the orchards and vineyards. The Israeli army wasn't in the fight, but mortars fired from Syria landed in Kuniel's fields, setting them on fire. Whole patches of his lands are black now. The heat from the nearby fire scorched the grapevine, leaving it dry and crisp to the touch.
You see? It's all burnt. Burnt leaves.
Burnt leaves. The smoke from the fire gave the grapes a musky taste. Not great for premium wine. It's cost Kuniel $200,000. But that's not what worries him. It's the Al-Qaeda fighters driving in trucks just feet away from his fruit trees that concern him more. The rebel capture of the border crossing here is significant. It was the Syrian government's last major stronghold in the strategic Golan Heights. Kuniel says the extremist fighters actually make him miss Israel's longtime foe, Syrian President Bashar Assad.
We saw what's going on in the last 6, 7, 8 months in Iraq, in Syria. So we prefer Assad and not Al-Qaeda here.
The UN force was set up in 1974 as part of the ceasefire between Israel and Syria. And it's one reason why people like Kuniel felt some measure of security. But the rebels are in charge now, and they've got control of the entire length of the border. Israeli defense officials say they believe the Al-Qaeda fighters do not pose an immediate threat to Israelis. Their sights are set on battles within Syria. But Israeli analysts say Al-Qaeda rebels do see Israel as a legitimate target, and now they're at Israel's front door. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, The Golan Heights.
Those captured UN troops are still being held by the militants in Syria. UN officials are demanding their immediate release. The 45 soldiers involved are from Fiji, by the way. They're part of a pretty large contingent of Fijian troops working with the UN around the globe. Coming up later in the show, we visit a UN compound in Iraq where Fijian soldiers often prepare for their duties by singing.
Part of a village setup back at home is communal activity. And part of it is singing as well, both in religious activities and traditional activities. And for us, it's just natural. If anyone starts singing, every other people around comes in harmonizing.
We'll hear what that sounds like ahead on The World.